To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Be smart when operating your thermostat this winter. Lowering the temperature just a few degrees goes a long way in saving energy, and a programmable thermostat can save even more. Run ceiling fans in reverse to send warm air back to the floor, which keeps rooms warmer longer, and use space heaters to help heat rooms without having to heat your whole house. It all starts with just one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
So you say you need more Cubs talk in your life. We've got you covered with a new podcast from The Score, Into the Basket, starring The Score's Julie DeCaro, Evan Altman from Cubs Insider, and Brad Robinson from WBBM.
Did you guys see the dancing bullpen catcher?
That was wonderful.
Let me ask you this, because you guys are dudes. What reason does a grown adult man have to know every single move to the video for Single Ladies?
I don't have one.
Into the Basket will have all the latest Cubs topics, and you can listen anytime you want through the Radio.com app. The Score's Into the Basket, available on Radio.com.
Dan Bernstein here. If you're a poker player and you want to play at the big event in Las Vegas, listen up. It's time now to grab your spot for the 2020 Charity Poker Championship, helping kids with cancer through Children's Oncology Services and Camp One Step. I'll be your host Thursday night, February 27th at Chicago's Galleria Marchetti. We're playing for thousands in prizes, and the top one of all, a $10,000 seat at the 2020 World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. Seats are limited, so go to camponestep.org/poker2020. Now to get yours. Not a poker player? No worries. Spectator spots are available too. For an exciting night of eating, drinking, and poker in new this year, spectators will have the opportunity to play some blackjack. It's presented by Raymond James, and it's all to ensure the kids with cancer have the simple joys of childhood. Come on, player, up the ante. Don't wait. Reserve your spot now at camponestep.org/poker2020. camponestep.org/poker2020.
Hey, it's Flo with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said good night, capri pants, go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Bill, do you anticipate the Patriots will bring back Tom Brady for the 2020 season?
Yeah, right now, we just finished the game, so we're focused on this game, okay? I mean, really.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is the voice of Bill Belichick. Yeah. And really, I mean, you're going to ask him questions about his quarterback. He just lost.
Fair questions.
Oh, of course.
Had to be asked, had to be answered.
He just wasn't prepared to lie yet.
Okay, with this Brady stuff and Drew Brees, I'm going to miss both guys. All right. I'm going to miss both guys out of the playoffs. The star power has left the building, if you will. But you know who I'm really going to miss out of these playoffs? Taysom Hill.
Oh, my God, was he awesome.
That guy is a football player.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He was a quarterback. You know, it's fascinating. They said on the broadcast, and everyone knows he was a quarterback at BYU, and then he could do a lot of different things, and they saw him try out for the Packers, and they couldn't figure out what to do with him. He had a really good – he was like a folk hero in the preseason. So Sean Payton goes to him and says, hey, listen, come here, and I'll try to get you this, that, and that. And, you know, the ways he's going to use him. And they said he had the same conversation with Tim Tebow.
Did you know that?
I did not know that either. And Tebow wasn't interested.
I thought that was news. That was interesting.
I thought that was really interesting.
Could you imagine Tim Tebow in that role?
He'd be perfect
because
in that role.
Because athletically he is similar.
He's good.
He's got the size. He had the speed.
This guy runs like a 4.3.
Yeah.
So he's a lot faster than Tebow. But Tebow as the fullback type version of whatever that
Tebow
is.
Tebow could have been a pretty effective receiver as well.
Well, he's a great power hitter.
Yeah, no, wait, not so much. No. Yeah, but Taysom Hill goes out yesterday against the Vikings. He throws a deep ball. He underthrew it, but he completed the pass.
Well, he
caught a pass. He covers kicks. He was a bulldozer running the football.
Oh my God.
One of these guys that is just fun to watch.
If they left him in the game, would they have won it as opposed to Drew Brees? Oh, get out of here.
Could be the Bears' answer at quarterback. Taysom Hill, he's a free agent, isn't he?
Well, somebody was speculating on Twitter that if you went to training camp with the New Orleans Saints in last July and you had Taysom Hill, knowing how Sean Payton feels about him, Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Brees, and Mitch Trubisky happened to be in the same camp, does he make the team?
That's so mean. That's just flat out mean.
And doubtful. And
so today there's big news. Or, well, I don't know. Will it be big news?
Well, in the context of the quarterback conversation in the NFL, yes. So 11 o'clock Central Time down in Tuscaloosa, there's going to be a press conference from what I understand. Tua and Nick Saban are going to be at the same press conference. Does that tell you anything?
They're both going to the NFL.
They're gonna.
Well, I guess if Saban's gonna be there, then it would indicate that he's coming back. And the rumor has been that he's coming back to Alabama. He's gonna try to get healed up and then go back to Alabama and then try to get drafted higher in the NFL. I told you my theory. I really believe this. I think the kid should come out, and he should come out and get drafted wherever he's drafted, because he will go probably in the first round. He will go later in the first round. He will go to a team that isn't as bad as, I mean, who wants to go? Anybody, show of hands, who wants to wind up in Cincinnati? What's that going to do for your career, going to Cincinnati?
Joe Burrow is probably not that disappointed, Molly.
I think if you end up, if you end up as a middle of the first round pick and you wind up, anywhere from 16, 17, whatever it might be, 18, 19, you end up at a much better team. You might even end up at a team that is on the verge of winning. You got time to develop as a quarterback, and your career is a lot better. Joe Burrow wants to be number one. Does he want to play in Cincinnati?
Your contract is smaller, too.
Your contract is smaller.
I think you're making good football arguments.
Let me tell you something. In the NFL, it's your second contract that matters.
Okay.
It's whether you get paid your second contract. That's where the money is made. It's not with the first contract coming out. There are the top 10, whatever, but is he going to make enough money going to a place, and I don't even know off the top of my head who's going to be the worst team in the league next year, but you're going to end up with the worst team in the league, and you're going to end up having to play immediately and having to be a savior. And I think your career would be better if you went later in the first round, spent the year getting all healed up, not seeing the field, and then your career takes off.
I find that very interesting. And I think, though, it surprises me that you say that, only because don't we both expect that if Tua were to announce that he's coming out for this draft, that there is a team in the top 10 that would convince themselves that he's ready to be drafted now?
Not a shadow of a doubt.
I mean, so there's somebody that's going to take a chance on him.
So why not go?
Why not go?
Yeah.
So if you're Tua and you're saying, all right, I am not ready for the NFL. I want to go to somewhere that I know I'm secure. They're going to take care of me. And all the knowns and all the comfort that you can wrap yourself in at Alabama. There's still you're going to get drafted. I thought early on that as bad as the injury was, that he was going to be, no way he's going to be a first rounder. I thought there was too much risk involved. But the more you hear, and the more you hear people talk about people they've talked to, there's a team in the top 10 that you could envision saying, you know what, we will take the risk, we will try to rehabilitate him, and we will be patient with him, even though that's one wasted year of his development. It's not going to be wasted because he's going to be in our system, with our doctors, in our building. I could see that happening, and that's still the big money. So that would be very tempting if you're 21-year-old, quarterback who is weighing whether or not to go back to college and not get paid or find generational wealth in the NFL.
All right, here is the draft order right now. It's the Bengals, the Redskins, the Detroit Lions, the New York Football Giants, the Miami Dolphins, mm-hmm. the L.A. Chargers at number 6.
Oh, boy.
The Carolina Panthers at number 7. The Arizona Cardinals, The Jacksonville Jaguars at number 9. Cleveland picks 10th. The New York Jets. Look at the teams that already have a quarterback. Is it possible that if you came out, you'd go number 12 to the Oakland Raiders?
No. I don't think so. Okay. I mean, okay, anything is possible.
How about number 13 to the Indianapolis Colts?
I think he goes either 5, 6, or 7 to Miami, L.A., or Carolina. How does he get past those teams?
How does he get past L.A.?
I mean,
the Chargers, Mully, need to sell tickets and hope. And if you draft Tua, you have got a guy that you can structure an entire marketing plan around.
Give me the Raiders taking him. Give me the Raiders.
Going to Vegas?
One of their why not? He sells tickets. You go off the board 12th. You go ahead and you can trade your quarterback because the coach is falling out of love with him. I'm just saying.
I don't want to be overly cynical here, but in some ways, him being injured and unavailable as a rookie kind of buys whatever team drafts him an extra year of marketing him.
It's an extra year of the coach. You get to return.
You can package
you got that
hope.
Possibility.
You can build off that idea.
Maybe, David, you do the glorious NFL move where you bring him in at like week 14 or 15, and you get, look at Tua. Look what he's
exactly.
done. And you get those few games, and, we're going to be great next year. Don't get rid of the coach, whatever you do.
So all of a sudden, Anthony Lynn is back for another season.
Anthony Lynn's a good coach.
I know he is, but I think he's been on the hot seat. So if you look at the Chargers situation as an example, you could find a scenario where that makes sense. So I think that all of these things that we're talking about, if you're to his family or his representation, or you talk to an agent and they tell you these things, and you weigh that against going back to Alabama with the possibility of winning a national championship and the Heisman, but also getting hurt. Also re-injuring your hip.
But his family moved to Tuscaloosa, right? So, they live there. They have the only...
His brother's still...
They have the only surf shop in all of...
I'm sure they'd love Miami or Los Angeles. I mean, would you rather have Tua on a redshirt season where you can't play him or Justin Herbert? I think it's a pretty easy decision to make.
Oh, no question about it. I totally agree. Justin Herbert's done nothing in my...
He's tall.
Yeah, I don't like him at all.
Yeah, well, he had a pretty good Rose Bowl.
Yeah, but he had an absolute crap game before that.
Yeah.
Didn't we talk about that, Dustin? Didn't we talk about how bad he was in that game? It did nothing for me.
Well, wherever Tua ends up next year, it could, again, this is a game of dominoes. And who's he replacing? And what quarterback that he's replacing is going on to becoming a free agent or a street free agent or getting cut or moved or whatever. And you've got to be responsive to that if you're Pace.
Would you come out if you were him? Would you come out and try to get healed with an NFL team?
Based on what I've accomplished already in college and the experiences that I've already had.
How does it benefit you to stay in school?
It doesn't. I don't. You ask me my opinion. My opinion is, as much as I love college football and all that it stands, all those things, yeah, you got to come out. You got to come out because of the risk involved.
I totally agree with that. I'd come out and he won't be able to pass a physical. Who cares?
So is it conceivable that Saban is just there because he's going to see this through with his guy?
Well, you would hope.
Yeah, you would hope so.
But I mean,
well, it shows
the rumor is that
he's
coming
quarterback into the NFL. That's what it shows. It's a recruiting. It's a recruiting thing for him. That's what this is.
But
right?
Yeah.
And I think he likes the kid. I think he also feels sorry. He screwed up. I mean, he put that kid in harm's way.
Okay? So he feels a sense of responsibility to see this through.
I sure hope so and think so.
Yeah.
But the rumor is he's coming back. We should say that.
That is the rumor. He's coming back.
I'm just saying.
He's wired different than most people. He's not your typical money.
What do you mean by that? So you think that the
very family oriented, very religious, very committed.
But there are a lot of kids who are 19, 20, 21 years old who are wired that way in college football programs where that stuff is reinforced. But I still think at some point somebody's got to get to the kid and say, you know what? You can still be a devout Christian and family man. But you're going to be a millionaire with generational wealth to take care of that family.
You want to take care of your family, turn pro.
Then I think it's still there next year, though.
Unless he gets injured again when he's in the game when he shouldn't be.
Do we know what kind of insurance policies he has?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's always the insurance.
$5 million still goes a long way, last I checked. I know it's not generational wealth, but it'll still go a far way.
Not as far as $75 million.
Well, I mean, last year's fourth pick in the NFL draft got 33, I believe, guaranteed.
We have
that's
we
Eddie
have
Jackson a money
saying they should let Bill Belichick draft him somewhere in the 20s, and then you have Brady come back for one more year, and then you got Tua behind
him. That's a great idea. That'll never happen because I just don't think he'd last that long.
I don't think he would either. And that's the reason he should come out.
Top 10.
Yeah, I mean,
he's going to top 10.
Just look at the teams that we're talking about and how much they need a quarterback.
The only certainties you have in the draft are that Joe Burrow's going to the Bengals and Chase Young is going to the Redskins, right? Don't you think
that? You would think right now those are the two certainties.
After that,
yeah,
I think you could see that whoever's drafting third taking a shot at Tua. I mean,
I just read this. Who's drafting third? Hold on a second.
I just don't know that he's
the Lions, right?
The Lions.
Matthew Stafford's not going to be there forever.
That's what the Colorado
broken back.
But there's Driscoll.
He might have to play.
They do have Driscoll and Blau. That's true. Blau. They might have as many plays as Mitch did last year.
Bear Slayer.
312-644-6767. Sean's got an idea. Sean's in Peoria.
Hey, Sean.
Hey guys, actually, you just kind of brought up what I was going to throw out there. Stafford's only got 1 year left on his contract, and I think it would be. I agree with Wally; he needs to come out, and I think the Lions could take him at three. Can sit 1 year behind Stafford, not a bad guy to learn from. You know, they got a little weapons around him now. I think he'd be a great fit in Detroit.
Okay, well, I don't want him coming out because I don't want to see him in the division. It's already bad
he'd be
enough.
Fun to watch, though.
Oh, he'd be fantastic.
He'd be so much fun to watch if he's healthy. I just hope whatever decision he makes, he stays healthy because you hate to see a player that good,
no question,
that elite kind of be on the sidelines.
But you hate to see him not get paid. So
right.
I want him to come out for that reason. And, you know, the hell with the NFL, but it's the kid needs to get paid for the great years he had at Alabama.
Agreed.
Not that he didn't. Wait a minute. We've just started a whole new
controversy. It is the SEC.
All right. We're going to bring in Danny Connor next. It's, look at this. According to reports, the Cowboys focused on Mike McCarthy. We'll talk about that.
It's done?
It's done. He signed?
Mike McCarthy.
Wow. Not done. Their focus, according to Ian Rappaport, the focus is all in on Mike McCarthy.
Interesting.
Good move for him, certainly.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, wouldn't you take Jerry's money instead of sitting in a garage in Green Bay hanging around? Driving past that field on a daily basis and wondering what if? No, he didn't. No, he's been up in Green Bay this
whole time.
He didn't
move?
He did not
move. That would be the first thing I did if I got fired by the Packers. I'd get the hell out of that one horse town.
What's wrong with Pittsburgh? He's from Pittsburgh. Go home to Pittsburgh. Go to your dad's old bar. Have a drink. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score.
This is Chicago's most listened to sports morning show, created in Chicago for Chicago. Mully and Haw, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
You probably think that's the sound of a power drill, but it's a new stand mixer whipping up something even more powerful, cookies. Now at HomeDepot.com, get everything from artisan stand mixers to premium coffee makers. Save up to 25% on small kitchen appliances. Plus, enjoy free and flexible delivery and easy in-store and online returns. Shop decor now at HomeDepot.com. Outdoors get more done. Valid on select items online only now through January 26th. Free delivery on select items $45 or more. Visit HomeDepot.com for more information.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Hawk, congratulations on winning the Ford C. Frick Award.
Thanks, Lawrence. I just, to this right now, so I haven't sorted things out in my mind yet because this is a bit of a life changer, you know, going to Cooperstown. It just doesn't happen very often, you know, you get an honor like this.
What's it mean to you to have been the voice? And in the intro, I brought it up that you're the voice in my head when I think about White Sox baseball. Well, what's it mean to you for a lot of White Sox fans? You are that.
Means so much. As I said on my last speech there, I love them and I always will. And I think we did create a bond that, you know, being called a homer was the greatest compliment you could pay me.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
What's up, everybody? This is Nick Costos, the host of You Better You Bet, a Radio.com sports original. Listen and watch every day as my co-host and I bring you expert sports betting advice. To watch and listen to the show, head to Radio.com/bet, download the Radio.com app, and search